Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's khutbah, and the topic is the rank and role of women in Islam. Alhamdulillah, all praises are for Allah, who has honored women with the greatest of honor, and who has highlighted their rank in the true religion of mankind. We praise Him with a praise commensurate to the immensity of His rank, and we bear witness that there is nothing worthy of absolute love, adoration and worship except Allah, the One, the utterly unique, having no partners in His oneness, the Master of all, the True, the One who clarifies and makes clear all things. And I bear witness that our Master, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the slave of Allah and His Messenger. O Allah, send Your prayers, blessings and grace upon our Prophet Muhammad and upon his family, the pure, and all his companions and whomsoever follows them in the best of ways till the last day. Amma ba'd. To continue. I advise you, slaves of Allah and myself, with an awe-filled consciousness of Allah, for verily Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu attaqullaha waltanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad wattaqullaha innallaha khabirum bima ta'malun. O you who have believed, have a consciousness or fear Allah, and let every soul look to what it has put forth for tomorrow, and fear Allah. Indeed, Allah is all acquainted with what you do. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being the creator of everything, is most acquainted with the nature of everything, and in that regards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed us about the degree of honor and the status He has accorded to the nature of women. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this nature in a high rank several times in the Quran, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَّفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً. O mankind, fear your Lord who created you from one soul, and created from that its mate, and dispersed from both of them many men and women. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse reminds us that the origins of mankind is one, and that in its reality, men and women are intricately linked at the level of soul. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this regards has undisputably indicated that both men and women are equal in regards of their spirituality, that they are equal in regards of their role of this spiritual function. And this was emphasized by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself when he said, "Innama an-nisa'u shaqa'iqur rijali." He said, indeed women are the counterpart or the equal partners of men. So women in general are intended to work in parallel tandem to men with regards to the ultimate spiritual responsibility and ultimate accountability they have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is no distinction in this regards with regards to their status. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this clear in several verses of the Quran, most important being when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجَرًا عَظِيمًا. And the men who remembered Allah often, and the women who do so, for them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared forgiveness and a great reward. In fact, this verse itself indicates several aspects, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions both men and both women, indicating that essentially there is no difference therein with regards to their reward and their accountability with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elsewhere says, من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو عنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whosoever does righteousness, whether they be male or female, as long as they are a believer, we will surely cause them to lead a hayatan tayyiba, a goodly life, and we will surely give them their reward according to the best of what it is they used to do. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran revealed several verses that posit the essential equality of men and women. And yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being the all-knowing, was aware of the nature of societies at the time of the revelation of the Quran, the nature of the societies in their nature of patriarchy, the sense of the dominance over women. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in several places in the Quran clarified the position of women and safeguarded their rights therein. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Surah An-Nisa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وسيستفتونك في النساء قل الله يفتيكم فيهن. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they ask you about the women, and says, قل الله, say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يفتيكم فيهن, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will surely instruct you with regards to them. And this instruction was legislated throughout the Quran. Various times when it was, directives were given that in their context were quite revolutionary. Because if we take the trajectory of history, when the Quran is giving the rights for women in terms of financial rights to independent property and wealth, this was unheard of in the time that the Quran was revealing thereby. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِلْرِجَالِ نَصِيبٌ مِمَّا اكْتَسَبُوا وَلِلْنِسَاءِ نَصِيبٌ مِمَّا اكْتَسَبْنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for men is a share of what they have earned, and for women is a share of what they have earned. Elsewhere Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislates inheritance rights for women, stating that it is an obligation that the share of women be preserved and apportioned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِلْرِجَالِ نَصِيبٌ مِمَّا تَرَكَ الْوَالِدَانِ وَالْأَقْرَبُونَ وَلِلْنِسَاءِ نَصِيبٌ مِمَّا تَرَكَ الْوَالِدَانِ وَالْأَقْرَبُونَ مِمَّا قَلَّ مِنْهُ أَوْ كَثُرْ نَصِيبًا مَفْرُوضًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for men is a share of what the parents and close relatives have left, and for women is likewise a share of what the parents and close relatives have left, be it little or much, for this is a obligatory share. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that this right of women to inheritance is something that is mafruḍa, something that is an obligation, and the one who denies them has transgressed against the instructions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so this nature of legislation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was a means of safeguarding the rights of women. Apart from this, we find, and this is why we find, in essence, that the Sahaba were mentioned, such as Sayyidina Umar mentions that when Islam came and mentioned the women, then it became clear to them that they had a right upon on the men. The women had a right, and this was something of emphasis. Indeed, these sorts of legislative rights did not even extend to just things like rights of property or rights of inheritance, just the material realm. Rather, it extended to the immaterial, spiritual and educational realm. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam illustrated this by his own example, when he said that the seeking of knowledge is an obligation on every male and every female. And elsewhere, whenever he would give, for example, the narrations that he would give the khutbah, and when he noticed that there were no women there or a lack of women there, then he would go to the women wherever they were and give them the admonition there, reminding them of much of the same instruction that he reminded the men. Likewise, it is narrated on the authority of Abi Sa'id al-Khudri that the women Sahabiyat came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they said, "Ghalabana alayka rijal." They said, the women came to him and said, the men have overtaken us with regards to the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the women then said, "Faj'al lana yawman min nafsika." Then make for us a special day from us that you will only give exclusively to us. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the narration goes on to say, فَوَعَدَهُنَّ يَوْمًا, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam promised them a special day, which is exclusively for women. And in that day, لَقِيَهُنَّ فِيهِ فَوَعَدَهُنَّ وَأَمَرَهُنَّ, that the Prophet ﷺ would meet them on that special day, and on that special day he would give them wa'adh, he would give them the religious instruction, and he would give them religious commandments. And so this is a sign of the immensity of this deen, that the Prophet ﷺ is obviously embodying the Quran thereby, and in his embodiment he's showing that the role of women is an immense factor in society, and any society that neglects the role of women neglects that role at their own peril. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ had special instructions for women themselves. One of the things he would often emphasize for them was their role in kinship relationships, in relationships to wider society. For example, the Prophet ﷺ is narrated to have said, "Ya nisa al-muslimat, O Muslim women, la tahqiranna jaratan li jaratiha." He said, "Do not any of you look down upon your neighbors because of any aspect of their being next to you." For example, the female neighbors and so on. And he says, well, even if it be that if it is, you know, don't any of you look down upon them, even if it be, and he mentions a certain type of edible item, the trotters of sheep. In other words, the idea being that you should be conscious of your neighbors. The Prophet ﷺ also used to give much spiritual instruction to women. He used to emphasize that they should engage in tahleel, which is the dhikr of Allah, the la ilaha illallah, to engage in tasbih, which is subhanallah, to engage in taqdeer, to make much remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taqdeer, sorry, and make much, you know, subhanallah wa bihamdillah. And then he would mention that they should make dhikr on their fingertips, for they will be questioned for dhikr. And then he would often say that do not be heedless thereby, because they would forget the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was very important, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in emphasizing them to make dhikr, was also emphasizing the essential attribute of femininity, which is this mercy. And if women can become more embodying of their innate femininity, this innate mercy that they have, then they can then support the society, because behind every great man is a great woman, behind every great society lies the role of their women. And this is most emphasized in the greatness of the early Muslims, because when we look at Medina and when we look, we find the prominent role of women. Let's not forget that Sayyidatina Aisha radiallahu anha mentions and she prays the specific role of the women of the Ansar by saying that they had an avidness to learn, and their confidence would mean that they would ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam many questions. In fact, she said, the best of women are the women of the Ansar, for their innate modesty and haya, which is the attribute of modesty, is an attribute of the women of this ummah. So they had haya, but this innate modesty that they had did not prevent them from gaining fiqh, gaining a proper understanding of the religion. And so the Quran itself provides so many examples that encourages women to take on the multitude and the multifaceted roles by which women can encourage and strengthen society. For example, it mentions, it has an entire chapter dedicated to Sayyidatina Maryam, the mother of Isa alayhi salam, the mother of a prophet, and gives her the title of Siddiqa, which is like a truthful, a title of sainthood, a title that says that she was so ultimately truthful in what she believed and what she professed. And this title was not given to any other woman in the Quran. Elsewhere, the Quran mentions the great role of the female leader, the queen Bilqis, and that she was in charge of a prominent empire, and she also was possessing of a discerning intellect. And so as a result, when Sayyidina Sulaiman, the Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam, invited her to him, then she was quickly, when she saw these miracles that were happening around him, and she was discerning thereby, then she was one who embraced Islam at his hands. And so the very history of Islam and the very narrative of Islam from its very inception notes the role of countless women. And let's not forget the role of the mother of the believers, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Khadija bint Khuwaylid radiallahu anha, being the first to believe in him, the first to support him when he came down from revelation, and he came down and he said, "Zammiluni, zammiluni, cover me, cover me." It was her comforting of him. It was her support of him. It was her giving him the support through her whole being, through her wealth and her spirit, that provided the initial support and the initial impetus and initial help to Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless her. Likewise, we find the daughter of the Prophet, Sayyidatina Fatima, radiallahu anha, who defended the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam against aggressors. When people would come, she would be the one who removed the entrails of the sheep that were placed on him. She was the one who would stand by him. And so we notice that whenever she visited the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would stand up to honor her, because she was the honorable one who was the daughter of the most honorable. And so we find that her life was a life serving as an example of service and faith. And let's not forget Aisha radiallahu anha herself, who served as an example of scholarship to both male and female. She was a great muftiya, a great female scholar, who the Sahaba used to take fatwa from in Medina. And so Islam itself safeguards and enjoins women to be active participants and people who strengthen society. For women are encouraged to engage in all fields of endeavor. And if anything, it's the role of men who are entrusted to make sure that they take care of their women, to ensure that the women are able to fulfill these roles. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, "Istawsu bin nisa'i khayra." He said, "I urge you to take care of your women." In the very last of his sermons, in the final point when he was giving the last sermon, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Fear Allah with regards to your women. Fear Allah with regards to your women." In fact, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said that the role, our rank of manliness, the way a man is judged, and the way a man is judged with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is commensurate to the way he treats the women in his life. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Khiyarukum khiyarukum linisa'ihim." He said, "The best of you are the best of you in regards to their women folk." And elsewhere it said, "Khiyarukum li ahlihim." To their family. In other words, their close family, their family is, and their wives. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is clearly demarcating the relationship that men should have to women, which is a relationship of being entrusted to support, being entrusted to look after, being entrusted to make sure that women can fully function in every role of society, so they can become active participants as well as alongside men in safeguarding the great responsibility that we have as Muslims on the face of this earth. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us both, men and women, the ability to perform our roles. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to, and may He bestow upon us from His vast bounty and generous kindness, the ability to actualize our humanity as ubad, those who are devoted to Him in sincere service. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to also make us, alongside being devoutly obedient to Him, to enable us to be of those in service to the way of His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to be in obedience and service of those He has ordered us to be in obedience to. I say this and I ask Allah for forgiveness for me and for you, so invoke Him for forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving, the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.